Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good morning, everybody. We are live from Plowing 2025, and Sarah here, in for Oliver. And modern farming doesn't just happen in fields, it's happening online too. From new farm technologies to developing methods and regulations, Ireland's agriculture sector is relying more and more heavily on the online world of connection and learning. But where do new budding farmers go to find out that information? Social media, of course.
So we've got two TikTok stars here to talk to us about it. Katie Larkin, better known as the Abbey Cowgirl, and podcaster and content creator, Shanice Griffin.
Welcome to Intense.
Thank you, Paco.
Yes, thanks.
Shanice, is this your first time at Plowing?
No, it's not. It's actually my third. It's my third time being here. I'm here as a trust and safety ambassador for TikTok.
Okay, so are you a city girl, but you're here to give advice at Plowing? How does that work?
I am, but I don't mind getting down dirty. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm here in my boots and I'm mucked up to the eyeballs already, so I'm here for a good time.
I'll get to what you're doing in a second, but Katie, I mean, you're no stranger to here. What farm did you grow up in? What part of the country?
Yes, so I grew up in East Galway, and we're Suckler Farm. The dark and the hardship.
Yeah. And explain what kind of farming you did, and what someone like me who doesn't know the ins and outs of farming in great detail. In fairness, I get all my farming knowledge from Jeremy Clarkson's farm. But explain what kind of farm yours was.
Yeah, so we're a family farming at home. It's me, my dad, my brother, my mum, and my sister. And then during the summer, we go to shows around the country. So we show our cemented cattle all around Sligo, Mayo, Roscommon, and Tullamore, and we're at the Plowing as well tomorrow.
Okay, so what's your job then here? Like, what makes it a good trip to the Plowing for you? If you're going home with a smile on your face, what just happened?
Yeah, the Plowing is always a great day out. Mm. You always meet people. There's always farmers about. It's great crack.
And when you show cattle, what does that mean?
So
I'm going to ask you a lot of dumb questions, so bear with me.
What we do is we have our best animals and we wash them and we groom them, and then we enter them in classes and we walk around a ring, and the best one gets tapped first, second, third.
Okay, so it's about, you know, you want to walk away with a rosette of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, some kind of a medal.
Or a trophy.
Okay, a trophy, even better. Okay, nice. Yeah, go straight for the top. In terms of the cows that you have, do you give them names or do you like to keep your distance?
Oh, no, they get names.
Yeah?
They get names.
Like what?
We have a Prada.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
We have Prada, we have Charisma, we have Glamour, we have Tiger Lily, we have TikTok Famous. Tempting Tessa.
That is brilliant. No, I love it. I'm here for it.
Tempting Tessa.
Yeah.
Who comes up with these names?
Oh, we have a big debate. It's a big row in our house. Who gets the name of the calves?
And Shanice, tell us about what you're trying to do. Because obviously TikTok has become huge for you, Katie, and for the farming community. And I know you even see that in Clarkson's farm. Some of the stars on his TV show become TikTok famous because they're trying to educate people who, like me, you know, or maybe like Shanice as well, although you're wise to it now. You know, as to the ins and outs of our farming and the terminology and the dangers and all that kind of stuff. So what are you trying to bring to this, Shanice? What's your role?
Right, so my role this year is I'm a trust and safety ambassador for TikTok. So at the TikTok tent this year, there's like an interactive space. We're going to be doing quizzes. So it's all about like online safety. And as we all know, it's very important to know how to protect yourself online and all the tools that TikTok have in order to keep you protected in that sense. So it's just about raising awareness and letting parents know as well that they can get involved, because there's a feature on TikTok now where it's called Family Parent, I think, and you can connect your phone to your child's phone so you can know what they're up to at all times.
Would you get any negativity, Katie? I mean, you're just, you know, in the cab of your tractor, driving around, you know, showing.
How could you get any negativity doing that? That's a great life.
Do you get any?
No, I'm actually very lucky with my followers. They're all very supportive. A lot of young girls follow me and a lot of lads follow me as well. And everyone messages me and I have great support, great community online.
Yeah. And are there many other girls like you really passionate about farming? Do you see more women wanting to stay with the family farm and really, you know, getting enthusiastic about it?
Yeah, it's getting more common. There is a lot around succession and farming at the moment, but like a lot more girls are getting more confident in farming, and a lot of girls approach me at shows and come up to me and say, I want to be like you. Mm. So I must be doing something right.
You definitely are.
Yeah,
definitely,
but that's the reality. I think we all know we're going to have the latest evictee from the Traitor's Castle on this couch in just a couple of minutes. And I'm shocked by the negativity that a lot of those people get. And all they are is just in a TV show, doing their best, having the crack. So, Shanice, what do you do if you're getting these, you know...
I'm no stranger to hate myself online. I feel like when you put yourself out there in the public eye in one way or another, you're bound to get some, like, hate thrown your way. But when you know how to utilise different tools, I feel like it makes it a safer space for you. Like,
yeah. What can you do, though, if your comments are full of...
So, there's hate. A feature on TikTok called Comment Care, and you can, like, filter words as well. So, if you've, like, trigger words that make you feel a certain way, you can put in either a sentence or a word, and if someone goes to comment that against you, it's not going to show up in your comments. Or if it's a continuous type of thing and you've comment care mode in, you can go in, review the comments, and if it's not a bad comment, you can delete it. So I feel like it's such a good tool to have because it's filtering all of this negativity for you in the first place, and you don't have to go through it really and kind of point out your own flaws or whatever it may be.
Are there ever any days you regret being on social media?
Well, I'm a woman. I'm hormonal 99% of the time. So I feel like that's a risk in itself, isn't it? But I don't regret being on social media. I'm very grateful for the platform that I have and the audience that I have. I feel like I've built a very loyal community.
Are you making a living from it?
I am, yeah. Yeah, I'm very lucky. It brings like a lot of great opportunities. It's connected me with amazing people, and I wouldn't have my best friends without it either.
What about you, Katie? Do you ever regret that you're on social media and that you're having to post this and post that or possibly put up with some negativity?
Sometimes. Getting content can be hard, especially when it's raining and you're supposed to take out the phone and be like, oh, I'm at this today, Dawson Cattle, or John, we could be Anton outside. But like, I really do enjoy it.
Yeah.
It makes up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Every dog has their day, though, don't they?
Yeah.
We all have our days.
Yeah. I know. And so what's the dream then? If you can stay on this career path, Shanice, what would you love to be doing?
Well, growing up, I always wanted to be on TV. So I'd love to get into acting. I'm trying to figure out ways to get into that.
If they do a Celebrity Traitors, would you do that?
I was actually on Traitors Uncloaked last night. So I was there with
Kevin McGahern.
Yeah, and Mike Rice. It was brilliant. I was with some of the fellow banished cast. And it was great just getting an insight to castle life and how they were going about different situations and how they were analysing people. So, yeah.
Yeah. And how about you, Katie? What's the dream? Do you take over the family business and get more land, build your empire?
Unless I find a man with land, no, I won't be getting any home.
Well, look, I want to thank you both for joining me here on the couch at Ploughing. I hope you have a wonderful time. What are your handles on, where do people find you on social media?
I'm the Abbey Cowgirl on TikTok and Instagram.
Mine is at It's Shanice, but it's only one S. People always put in two S's. I thought I was being clever with that, but I wasn't really.
Okay, fantastic. Katie Larkin, Shanice Griffin, thanks so much for joining
us at Ploughing. Thank you
so much. We're going to take a break, back with the latest evictee from the Traitor Castle. All right, live from Ploughing 2025. Are you still awake, lads? Sort of. Getting some of your texts on 51551 and 08703232 32. I used to tie a big balloon to my car at the Ploughing so I could find it easily. Very clever. Because that's the trap, isn't it? Particularly if you come early in the morning and you drive in with great confidence and you go, oh, look, it's just me over here near this tree, or I'm parked beside the blue car. And then you go out 9 hours later and it's like 7 electric picnics and you can't find the damn thing. And another one says, please do not reveal the traitor's result. A lot of us tape and watch it back, says Mick. Well, Mick, here is an official spoiler alert, because we're going to be talking right now to the latest person to be evicted from the Traitor Castle. So stick a wad of turf into your ears if you're here at the ploughing and you don't want to know, or just take a break for a couple of minutes. But do join us once again, because don't forget, Pat Short is going to be performing live Jumbo Breakfast Roll, his number one hit, before the end of the show. But time now for The Traitors.
The Traitors Ireland on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Very. Faithful, traitor, or just looking for a great deal?
Well, holy God, as Dinny might say from Glenroe, last night's episode of The Traitors was, as always, riveting. But one of my favourites was cruelly murdered after spending a day on death row. He has resurrected himself to join us here at The Ploughing, as he's only down the road and a sound, honest-to-God leashman. Good morning, Mark White.
Good morning, how are you doing?
As they say in parts of Dublin, I'm Devo for you. How does it feel to be out of that crazy castle?
Good and bad, I suppose. It'll be a great opportunity, and I'm delighted I got the opportunity to do it.
Mm.
Starting to get a bit intense in there, so I don't know if I would have been any good in the later stages. I'm glad I got to leave in a good place, and yeah.
Well, of course you left in a good place, because I think you were a firm favourite of your fellow faithful and traitors.
The women, apparently, yeah.
And also a favourite of everybody who watched it as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And very convincing. But, I was trying to work out, were you really good at it? Or were you too nice?
No, I played the game the way I played it, right? Basically, I came in the bottom two in the first breakfast, and I just said to myself, I said, I'm in trouble now, because I watched all the shows, so if you come in the bottom two in the first round, in the first breakfast, you're automatically a faithful. So people were talking to me at the breakfast, and like, you're in trouble now, you're no good to anybody. So I just said to myself, right, I'm just going to go for this now.
Yeah.
So I knew we would party, and I said, I'm going to go for it, but I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm going to call him out, because I didn't want him to go. I just wanted to rattle him a little bit.
So you knew from the start that Paddy...
Yeah, so I called out Paddy at the first round table because just based on the way he lifted the blindfold and a couple of interactions we had after it, and I said he had to be a traitor.
Yeah.
So I knew I was in trouble coming in the bottom two of the first breakfast, so I said, I'm going to go for it. Now, people are saying, why did you show your cards so quick? I just said, I'm just going to go for it and, hope for the best.
Yeah.
Look, yeah.
Can you explain to me what it's like to be in there? Because as a viewer, sometimes you see people really freaking out. You see Faye very upset. Yeah. You see people visibly, nervous and shaking and getting emotional. Yeah. And maybe as a viewer, you go, Asher, what the hell is wrong with them? Why can't they keep it together? What does it feel like to be in the thick of it?
I think it's different for everybody. For me, it was great because I was a faithful. I didn't have to make up any lies. I didn't have to overthink anything. I just had to be myself.
Mm.
But you have to remember, you're 24 hours thinking about the game, thinking about what happened that day and what happened, what you're going to do tomorrow. So you're all day thinking, and your mind is just really, really going on and on and on. You're tired all the time.
Yeah. Well, they mentioned in the castle that you had a great take on things, that you had a good sense for what was going on. But they seemed a little bit worried about your lip-reading skills.
Yeah,
and that, you could be essentially earwigging or lip-wigging on a conversation that's happening at the other side of the room.
Yeah, it didn't really work to my advantage in the end, but somebody asked me the very first day and was like, you must be able to lip-read. And I was like, yeah. And then I realised what show I was on, and I was just like, oh no, I'm gone.
Yeah.
That
was not something you wanted to give away.
Yeah.
That's too honest altogether.
Yeah.
But in terms of the cochlear implants that you have, do you think you were at any kind of a disadvantage in those environments where people are whispering, or maybe around the table it gets very noisy and the acoustics are hard in the room? How did you find that?
Yeah, no, that's fair, but it's hard to explain. I just get on with it. I just get on with these things, I don't overthink it. But it was definitely harder than most people, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So Nick now has stepped into new shoes as a traitor. How do you think he's going to get on?
Good. Yeah, I think he's going to be good. So Nick was probably one of the people I spoke to a lot in there, and Vanessa, and he's very clever guy. Now he has more control than what he has. So, yeah, I think he's going to go far.
You think you'll do well? Because I think as a viewer, you see people really change. When the weight of being a trader is placed on their shoulders, with all the gung-ho winner attitude in the world, it's not an easy one to navigate.
No, you're never going to win the game as a trader by being yourself. Mm. You have to change and you have to be mean and nasty. And the audience don't realize that you can't be yourself and win as a trader. So, yeah, Nick is going to have to change a little bit. Although he was a little bit traitorish at the faithful by... Yeah, I get that, so...
Yeah, it was, absolutely. Well, look, we thought you were fantastic on the show. I think you made a wonderful account of yourself.
Yeah.
And we were delighted and very sad, actually. Delighted to see you on the show and very sad when you left. Would you give it up for the latest member of the Traitor Castle to be evicted, Mr. Mark White?
The Traitors Ireland on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Very. Secrets, strategy, and shopping. Get everything you need without leaving the round table.